Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call of Q1 FY27 for Alpec Solar Limited. Let us now begin the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, Managing Director.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, sir. Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, a mechanical engineer from Punjab University, has been a stalwart and pioneer in the field of solar manufacturing and currently serves as the Director of the Indian Solar Manufacturers Association, which consists of Adani, Tata, Reliance as its members, among others. He has also served as the President of ISMA for 12 years and played a pivotal role in advocating for favorable government policies that benefit solar manufacturers like ALMM, ALCM, and ALWM. His impeccable reputation within the solar manufacturing industry has solidified his position as a respected industry leader and driving force for the solar manufacturing industry in India. Also joining us today is Mr. Aditya Sehgal, CEO. Mr. Aditya Sehgal has a bachelor's degree in science with a focus on electrical engineering from the prestigious University of California. As the CEO of Alpec Solar, Mr. Aditya Sehgal has been driving the global export opportunity and is focused on developing newer markets. We have also with us today Mrs. Monica Sehgal, Full-Time Director, Mr. Vipin Sehgal, Director, Ms. Udaya Sehgal, CFO, and Sakshi Tomar, Company Secretary. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At the time, you may click on the raise hand icon at the bottom of your screen to ask a live question. Please note that this conference is recorded. I would now like to request Mr. Aditya Sehgal, CEO, to discuss the investor presentation with everyone. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking your time to join us today for our earnings call. I would like to walk you through our investor deck today and give a rundown about the company, our expansion plans, as well as our financial close for Q1 of FY26-27. Can we get the next slide? Okay. Alpec Solar is an integrated renewable equipment manufacturer headquartered out of Greater Noida with almost two decades of manufacturing experience. We cover a majority of the solar value chain, with solar module manufacturing being our primary revenue driver and supported by both forwards and backwards integration. Our 2.4 GW and soon-to-be 3.6 GW module lines are supported by in-house aluminum frame manufacturing with a capacity of 12,000 metric tons a year, our soon-to-be commissioned 2.2 GW TOPCon solar cell line. Additionally, we are in the business of EPC and IPP, where we have deployed well over 26,000 solar water pumps across India and aggressively working towards deploying 100 MW of IPP projects as well as 115 MW of EPC installations. To further support our manufacturing, I am proud to share that we recently announced plans to further explore expansion into 5 GW of solar glass, wafer, and ingot manufacturing. Next slide. To support MNRE's initiatives of ALMM List 2 to grow the Indian manufacturing sector, we are also aggressively moving towards commissioning of our G12R TOPCon cell line, where we are targeting a cell efficiency of up to 26.5%. Over the last year, we have also introduced not just M10, Mono-PERC, and TOPCon modules, but also G12R modules up to 640 watt peak. And both of these are supported by our upstream value chains of solar pump installations, EPC solutions, as well as IPP solutions. As for EPC, we do offer within residential, industrial, and utility scale. Next slide, please. I think you could just roll down to the slide we were at, so we can just continue as is.
I think you can press F5. That will start, yes.
Okay. And a quick update on our solar cell line. We are inching towards commissioning the line, and production will be starting very soon. Over the last few months, while under construction, our core team of engineers has spent time in Taiwan and China getting trained at some of the largest cell manufacturers in the world. Additionally, our technology consultants have their teams on-site commissioning the factory as we speak. And they will also be training our team on-site in the next coming months. The cell line allows us to remain competitive with ALMM List 2 going into effect end of this year, and it would also allow us to expand our margins. The cell line again is geared to have a capacity of 2.2 gigawatts and is spread across 9 lakh square feet. The line would offer up to 26.5% cell efficiency and would offer fully automated operations using AGVs or automated guided vehicles. Can we get the next slide? And moving over to the financials, this past quarter, we closed strong at 500 crores revenue with an EBITDA of almost 80 crores and a PAT of 40 crores. We sustained EBITDA and PAT margins of 15.5 and 8% respectively. While the market has been competitive, we are coming out on top thanks to an increased module capacity, its operational efficiencies, as well as this well-awaited cell line. Can we get the next slide? And finally, I would like to briefly look back over our FY26 performance, where we closed at over 2,200 crores with a PAT of 201 crores. Our performance speaks for itself, where our revenue in FY26 was greater than the sum of revenue for the three previous years, so much so our PAT in 26 was larger than our revenue from FY23. We've also worked hard to maintain margins, growing EBITDA and PAT margins from 6.5 and 2% to 14.7 and 9% respectively. That is all I have for now and would like to now hand it back over to the team.
Thank you, sir. I would now like to request Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, Managing Director, to give his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Karthik. And thank you everyone for joining this investors call, and wherein we are going to discuss the performance of the company and the future, what lies ahead of us. As you would have seen, the performance is quite great. I would say very nice vis-à-vis the scenario. Current scenario is somewhat we are passing through some difficult times wherein policy is getting changed, and there is a lot of flux in the market at this moment. But looking at the performance of Alpex, we have done exceedingly well, and we hope to do the same performance in the times to come. Thank you, and we are ready for the question answer session, or as per the flow of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask questions through audio can do so by pressing the raise hand icon at the bottom of your screen and wait for your turn to speak. Participants are requested to introduce the firm you represent and ask your questions or give comments. Participants who wish to ask questions via chat can click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and post your questions. We have the first question from Mr. Priyam Shah. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand two things. One is that, as you all have already mentioned, that we'll be commissioning the cell line. I just wanted to understand what is the kind of potential revenue and peak revenue that we'll see, and in how many phases will that ramp up? And the second thing is that our long-range plans of wafers and ingots, realistically, when do you think that that will be commercialized? I understand that it's very far off, but just wanted some picture on that too. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't get your name.
Priyam Shah from Trinetra Asset Managers.
Priyam. Thank you, Priyam. Thank you for this question. The thing is like this, that we are going to commence the production of our solar cells, TOPCon G12R third generation, around 15th of September. And we are very happy to share with you all that with all the probability, we shall first invoice of our solar cells will happen around 19th or 20th of September with all the probabilities. And as informed by Aditya, so this is a generation 3 TOPCon cell manufacturing, wherein we shall be the most competitive manufacturer vis-a-vis costs, and most efficient manufacturer of TOPCon cells. My meaning is like this, that we have established this factory at the least cost, and at the same time, with the least, the cost of manufacturing will be again least, and the selling price will be quite high vis-a-vis our in the marketplace. Huh? So we are very proud that the factory is progressing very, very well, and we hope to see good results. So with respect to the selling potential, we will have almost 6 months of clear manufacturing time for 2.2 gigawatt. So that means around 1 gigawatt of cell will be available for selling in the market. And the market has extremely high appetite for the solar cells. So our intention is, hello? Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible, sir.
Yeah. So our intention is to convert all the cells into modules and sell in the market. Very small quantity of cells will be sold in the to another manufacturer of solar modules. Since we have operational 2.4 gigawatt of module capacity, and our production capacity of the cell line is 2.2 gigawatt, which is exactly, I would say, matched. So we don't need to go elsewhere to sell the cells, and moreover, it brings in better revenues. So we are convinced that the guidance which we gave in the last meeting, similar meeting, we are gonna exceed or meet those numbers. Thank you.
And so your our longer vision of getting into wafers and ingots.
Yeah. I forgot. Sorry. I forgot that part of the question. Again, I'm at Alpex. We are proud to share that we have already started the process of ingot and wafer manufacturing, and our part production should be ready when this ALWM, which is ALMM list 3, will be enforced. So our manufacturing of 2.5 gigawatt should be operational by that time. And the company has taken a lot of strides towards that. Our building is almost ready for that. And the plan and technology partner and the selection of machinery, etc., is already, 70 to 80% is already done. And we are just awaiting that we finish the, we start the production of solar cells. Once this is done, which is, say, another a month or so, then we will actively start the process of putting up our wafer and ingot manufacturing. As I already informed, this the building is almost ready, so we have taken very big strides in that.
So just one last question for wafers and ingots: will we be doing that from internal accruals, or will at some point will we be raising funds?
Going by our innovative funding of the solar cell line, so we will deploy the similar strategy, wherein very small debt will be taken on the books, and at the same time, our plan to raise more equity or funds from the market will be taken around when we have some more visibility from our cell operations. So as of now, there is no plan to sell more equity in the market.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhijit Porwal. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Abhijit Porwal, this side from DR Choksi. So first of all, like I want to ask with regards to the margin profile. So even though there is margin pressure in the industry, then like how come LPX is doing better or performing well as compared to peers like Vikram or Satvik Green? Like, can you please light up on that?
Thank you for asking this question. And this, I would say, is a due to multiple reasons. First of all, we have more almost 18 to 19 years of manufacturing experience in the solar module manufacturing, and at the same time our capacity is quite less, so there is no we are not in a hurry to fill up the capacity, so we do not get into the orders which are less competitive, or those are very competitive and less remunerative for the company. So we are picky about the orders which we execute, and we take these orders. So this is the primary reason that better than our competitors. These competitors are really very, very, they also, I do not say that they are less than us, but they are also very experienced. But it is, the main reason is that they have really large capacities, and to fill up those large capacities, you tend to take the orders which are less remunerative or less which do not have margin in the business. So that is the main reason that our numbers are somewhat better, or rather I would say quite good vis-a-vis. And then the another reason is that we do our own EPC for solar pumps, and that business is also doing very well. And then we have some other orders from Coal India, which we received way back when this market was not as competitive as it has become now. So these are a few reasons which have contributed towards the better margin for LPX.
Understood, sir. Like, thank you for this elaborated answer. And I just want to ask one more question, that like, is this kind of margins, like, are they going to be sustained like into the teen segment, or and can you give some guidance for the coming 2 to 3 years in terms of margin profile?
This is also another really wonderful question, and I'm sure all the people who are participating in this investors call will have the same question. So I will be elaborating on this question, and which will give answer to many, many other investors also in this meeting. So the thing is, yes, it is becoming competitive at a module level. It's a very big competition is happening. Everyone in this industry, whosoever is attending this meeting also, knows that the module, plain vanilla module business, is going to be a thing of the past. The survival is extremely difficult. If you do not have the sales, then the module business will not be able to survive, at least in 1 or 2 years from today. And we were lucky, and at the same time it was our prudent decisions which that we immediately decided to go for the sales, and the cell line is also coming up. So if there is a, yes, there will be competition, and there will be pressure on the margins for the module business, but the margin is now moving towards cell business, and since our cell is almost there, so for LPX we don't see any pressure on the margins in the short or in the long run. So we will continue enjoying the better margins than the industry. And one more thing which I want to add is that the industry capacity will be decided, total industry capacity will be equivalent to the capacity of solar cells, and that means other extra capacity will not be able to compete, and either they will shut or they can, as of now, we the plain module manufacturer module one plain vanilla module manufacturers, they do not have other markets also, because you cannot export to USA and the hard and all other markets you have to compete with China, and the China is really really aggressive. On standalone basis you cannot compete with China in the international market where there is no protection. So indirectly these are exciting times for the industry. Those who are well entrenched in this business and those who have a very I would say accurate plans, they will survive and thrive in this market, and rather they will expand the businesses, and me too or the fence sitters, they will have to suffer the markets. So this is my explanation on the future of Alpex as well as industry. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, sir, for your answer, and all the best for the coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepesh Jain. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, Deepesh.
Yeah. My question was, first question is, considering that the sale will come next month, so what would be your revenue and PAT guidance for 27 and then with full capacity in FY28?
So Deepesh, I have already answered this question in my previous response to the previous person. The thing is, we will have 6 months of clear cell business. So the cell, that means we will have almost a gigawatt of cells, and 1 gigawatt of DCR panels fetch anywhere around 2,300 crore or 2,400 crores. So assuming that we do even 70% of that, so 65% of that, that means we will be doing around 1,700 crore in the last, I mean, in the H2. So H1, Q1 numbers you have got, and you can add a Q2, and then this way you can make quite a good guess where we are going.
Yes, and for next year, we should assume at full capacity, full revenue.
Next year will be, we will have full capacity of 2.2 gigawatt of solar cells. So assuming that the 1 gigawatt fetches you 2,000 crore, 2,200 crore, so we should be able to do 4,000 crore easily in the next full financial year.
Okay, all the best, and hopefully you will beat your guidance again.
Hopefully, yes. In these
and
times,
and
yeah.
Secondly, sir, when can we visit as investors? We wanted to visit your plant.
We are gonna announce the opening ceremony very soon. I mean, maybe very in the beginning of next week, we will announce, and some very significant, I would not name because we do not have the written confirmation, but some high profile politician is going to inaugurate the facility. And so this will happen around 10th or 11th of September. So we would like to invite all of you for this ceremony, and you can visit yourself also on that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Best wishes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rahul Kumar. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, what is the current status of the aluminium project?
Aluminium?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, aluminium is doing, we are producing aluminium frame in the facility, and we are likely to expand the capacity to 18,000 tons per annum. This we will be announcing very soon, because standalone basis, this unit is also contributing towards the profitability of the company. And we are happy that we have become Atmanirbhar in frame manufacturing also, because this is if the policy shifts on import of solar frame, then we are ready to take that also. So being Atmanirbhar in frame is also contributing towards the success of Alpex. Thank you.
Noted, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Bhavya Shah. Please go ahead. Bhavya Shah, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. So there seems to be no response. We'll move on to the next question, which comes from Sashank Jha. Sashank Jha, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. I think he has also left the queue. The next question comes from N. Bhagwat. Mr. Bhagwat, your line is unmuted.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. This is Bhagwat from Prosperity Wealth Management. So my question is, the company is targeting 5 gigawatt each of solar glass and wafer ignode capacity by FY30. So given that the current module capacity we are targeting to 3.6 gigawatt by FY27, do you target increasing module capacity towards 5 gigawatt also?
Bhagwat, thank you for this question. As of now, we have not decided to expand the capacity of solar panels, because the capacity to add solar panels is not required immediately. This can be established very fast if we have the extra orders or there is a bigger demand in the market. So we will take this decision once we reach somewhere midway in the next 27, 28 kind of scenario around September. So we'll be taking a decision around that time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the answer, sir. My next question is, could you please provide the total capex incurred for the 2.2 gigawatt TOPCon cell manufacturing facility?
Yeah, it is in the public domain also. So we spent almost 890 crore, and so that is the number which is there.
Okay, and so what would be our annual depreciation considering this capex amount?
I may not be the right person to answer that. Okay. Can we give this answer, Sakshi, later on? Because I do not want to give a wrong
answer.
Yes, sir.
So, we can request to the investor that they can just write a mail to us so that we can reward on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, sure, sure, definitely. If we can ask one more question, so I just wanted to understand the peak debt on a company level as we go forward by, let's say, FY28. Where do we expect our borrowings to be?
So, as informed in my previous answers, we do not want to take a lot of debt on our books, and we have financial closure of this project is done in a very innovative way. And as of now, our total debt is just 341 odd crores, because we are still spending some money. So it won't be more than 350 odd crores, or maybe 360 odd crores, the debt component on the cell line.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. These are my questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question from Bhavya Shah. Bhavya Shah, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Bhavya Shah, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. I'm sorry, sir, there is no response again. Next, we have Shashank Jha.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible, sir.
In one of your slides, third last or fourth last, you have shown demand supply graph for cell, module, and ingots and wafers year-wise. So my question here is that, is it including green hydrogen and data center or not?
Again, a good question. In these slides, there is no addition of green hydrogen and data center. Data center and green hydrogen demand is on top of whatever demand projections are there. These are extra. These will be extra demands.
Okay. And sir, one question that other participant had asked is regarding the depreciation. So how we are going to take depreciation? So basically, cell technology evolve very fast. So how many years you will take the depreciation? This is my question.
Our plan is to take the depreciation within 5 years. Let me give you a very simple calculation. The cell business is, as everybody knows, the EBITDA margins are around 35 to 40%, depending on the manufacturer. And with that EBITDA, we should be able to depreciate the whole plant within next 1.5 years or maximum 2 years. But we are going to depreciate in 5 years because, as I informed, this is a generation 3 TOPCon cell manufacturing. So it is still relatively a better newer technology. So there is hardly any chance of getting it obsolete so fast. So 5 years is again a very conservative number. We hope that this plant will run at least 7 years, but we are depreciating in 5 years. I hope I have given the correct answer to you.
Yeah, I understood it totally. Sir, one question is regarding the cell plant. So is it production ready? Because I have read two things in different PPTs. One is that some inspection is going on. Second is that there is some unavailability of materials due to some fire incident and due to, say, this basically geopolitical situation. So what is the actual scenario? Is it production ready or inspection going on?
You would have seen that we have already paid the inspection charges or for getting the certification done in ALCM or ALLM list 2. So we've already crossed that, but the inspection is yet to get ready. Unfortunately, because of this fire incidents, which was, not a very large fire, but still it damaged some critical areas of the plant. And so that's why we have a delay of almost a month because of that. But we are fully geared for this opening around the, as I told, around 10th of September, we should be inaugurating the plant and then start the production around and then ramp it up in the next 30 days. So things are happening at a much rapid pace, despite this fire incidents. Otherwise, somebody asked the question also, the wafers and silver paste, etc. So these are also coming, and this will happen as the plan which I have already mentioned. So this is happening.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, one last question is regarding that effective capacity and nameplate capacity. So as per my understanding, for cell, it is 90%. So basically, out of 2.2 gigawatt, you will be able to produce 2 gigawatt. But when it comes to module, it is 70% roughly. So you will be able to produce 2.5 gigawatt of module. So how, where are you planning to sell that 500 megawatt of module? Yes, you have extra capacity.
Yeah, I think your calculation is quite correct. in the cell manufacturing, we can reach 95% or 96% of the nameplate capacity, because the efficiency of the cell is increasing, and we are going to use the most latest technologies in some of the processes. So when we designed this plant, so we designed the plant with a average efficiency of 25.6 or 25.7%, but we hope to achieve efficiency of average efficiency of 26 or 26.1%. So with that, our capacity again goes up by 2-3 to 4%. So we hope that we will be manufacturing cells around 2.1 gigawatt or 2 gigawatt. So this is the cell capacity versus actual delivered capacity. Module, yes, 65 to 70% is our regular. I mean, everywhere it is the same kinds, but we are upgrading the module capacity also, because we are one of the oldest manufacturer. So by removing one old machine and input with the most recent machine, so we should be able to increase the capacity of our plant by another 300 to 400 megawatt. And this is an ongoing process which keeps on happening. So even if there is a slight mismatch, there are some opportunities, and so there are I would say some relationships with other manufacturers also, which keep on happening. So we don't see much of problem in getting another 500 megawatt of modules manufactured. Thank you.
Okay, sir, one last request. I have put this request last time also. Is it regarding if you can give us a split of how much module was sold per year wise, DCR versus non-DCR ratio? It will be very helpful.
Okay. Okay, next in the Q2 results, we should be able to give you that. Or otherwise, you send us an email and Sakshi will reply on that. Immediately, okay. I will not be able to give you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next question from the line of Pankaj Sachdeva. So Pankaj, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Am I audible? Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Pankaj.
Yeah, hello, sir. Very quick question, sir. I think majority of my questions got answered. My first question now is, if you can help us with a little macro picture of how India is shaping up in terms of solar, more especially in terms of demand and supply. What we are hearing from market is that a lot of supply is coming, and I'm not sure whether demand is going to be matching that supply or not. So would love to have your inputs on that. Second, sir, last time you mentioned that in the last call, you mentioned that with this new plant coming in, our EBITDA margins are going to substantially improve upon. So just wanted to have your views. Are we on track on that, or do we see some challenges on that front, sir?
Okay, a very interesting question, and which I like this question. So the thing is, yes, the module capacity is very high in India, and many people jumped into the bandwagon to, again, I would say, to take the their company public, or easy valuations, high valuations. That kind of a scenario made many companies, even few property dealers, they jumped into the bandwagon and established module manufacturing. So non-serious, or those who wanted to make a quick buck kind of a situation happened in this industry also. India gives a lot of opportunity to the solar manufacturers, and it is one of the most vibrant manufacturing policy which is been made by the government of India. Just now, yesterday, day before yesterday, in the independence speech, Prime Minister Modi informed that even if our manufacturing is not as competitive, but we to reach our goals of Atmanirbharta, we should manufacture and give preference to slightly more expensive items vis-a-vis cheaper items from China or some other place in the world. So the government policy and government intent is very, 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 very clear that this has to be manufactured in India and all the supply chain has to be manufactured in India. So we started with the solar panel manufacturing. Within 2 years of our listing, we are already now manufacturing solar cells. Solar frame is also there. Our ingot and wafer manufacturing is also happening at a rapid pace. And we so the picture is like this, that the plain vanilla module manufacturer will find it very, very difficult to survive. Even with the ALWM in the picture, that is approved list of wafer manufacturers in the picture, which is happening from the 30th of June 2028, or 15 gigawatt of wafer manufacturing, whatever happens before. So ALWM will be in place. So since I was the president of Indian Solar Manufacturers Association for 12 years and we advocated this policy, and the government also understood the seriousness of this business. This is not some product which is coming from China. This is energy safety or energy security. This is the next oil. So the government is very keen that the complete supply chain happens in India. So now in this scenario, so I'm trying to give you a picture. Let us say we have 150 gigawatt of solar panel manufacturers. And ALCM is already in place from the 1st of June, is already there. And the cell is, let us say today is 35 gigawatt. And within next, let us say we reach a 50 gigawatt number. So, so in that scenario, what will be the capacity? Will it be 150 gigawatt or what, it will be 50 gigawatt?
My analysis is 50.
Sorry?
In my analysis, it should be 50.
Yeah, 50. So 100 gigawatt will be kind of very, they will find it very difficult to survive. So 50 gigawatt. Now, I give you another scenario. June 28. So you have ALWM in the picture. And at the time, the wafer manufacturing and ingot manufacturing capacity is, let us say, 40 gigawatt. In June 28, module capacity reaches 200 gigawatt, assuming. And the cell reaches 75 gigawatt. And the wafer is just 40 gigawatt. Then what will be the module capacity at that time?
Module has to be matching those, right? The 40 odd numbers, which you have kind of.
So this means the 35 gigawatt of cell who does not have a wafer also, they will also suffer.
Right.
So that means many new factories which are being announced, let us say for cell. Today they plan a cell manufacturing. And it takes at least 18 months to come up with the cell. So by the time ALWM will be enforced. So that means if you as a manufacturer have to have a cell factory. So my recommendation or this policy says that don't make only cell, make cell and wafer and ingot. So you have to manufacture these three things. So I hope I have explained the scenario in a very clear manner, where the industry is going. So one more thing I would like to add over here is, so this industry is going to become for the players who are well entrenched in the complete value chain. For those who have a complete integration, they will survive, not only survive, they will thrive also, and they will expand also. And those who will get struck at only one point or at the one item of the value chain, they will suffer. So this is the macro picture of Indian solar manufacturing. Thank you.
So thank you for this, sir. We're very elaborative and very helpful. So nice of you. My second question was on some margins, which you kind of covered in the last call, and you mentioned that margins are going to substantially improve with new plant coming in. So are we on track on that, sir?
Yeah, I already explained to the previous questions. We are on track, and since the cell manufacturing has an EBITDA of 35% to 40%, so this will start getting into our balance sheet from the next month or by the end of next month. So we don't foresee much of problem in managing our EBITDA or the PAT margins. So PAT and EBITDA, whatever we announced or gave the guidance, so we hope to meet those expectations, or maybe we will exceed those expectations. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. My last bit is that last call also you covered the migration plan to the main board. So are we on track on that, sir?
Yeah. Good you asked me this question. We are on track, and Sakshi can elaborate on that plan. Sakshi?
Yes, sir. We are working on the same, and after 15th February, we will complete the target deadline that we have given for 3 years. So after that, we will file for the migration.
So,
please go ahead, sir.
No. We will get qualified to file our papers on 15th of February, and hopefully we will file our document on 15th of February itself.
Fantastic, sir. And typically, do we have understanding as to how much time it takes from exchanges for us to have an approval?
It takes 2 to 3 months to get the approval. Let me give you another perspective. We are already doing all the regulations and meeting all those requirements of the main board only, because this was our voluntary thing. So everything is happening as per the main board only, and once we have this approval, so we will move to the main board very fast.
So nice of you, sir. Thanks a lot for all the collaboration.
Thank you. The next question comes from the name of Deepak Mehta. Mr. Mehta, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Mehta, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. I am audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Very solid performance compared to the peers. My first question is around what is the total capacity of module, and let's say if it is 100 gigawatts, so what would be the in-house player which have backward manufacturing with solar cell as well?
I didn't get your question.
Sir, my basic question is, I wanted to understand, so right now, let's say total module capacity is 100 gigawatt in India.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any idea how much, total gigawatt capacity would be with the player or company which have in-house solar cell capacity, solar cell manufacturing as well. Like we will have 2 gigawatt solar cell.
You mean to ask the question, how many manufacturers have how much capacity of the cells?
Yeah, right.
So cell have idea, sir. Yeah, we have the idea. It's around 32 gigawatt is the cell capacity as of now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the demand? So right now, demand is also equivalent to the total, we can say, the module, right? Because for each...
India needs almost 65 to 70 gigawatt of solar panels annually. and which is again expanding around at the rate of around 8 to 9%. And some gentleman asked me a question on green hydrogen and data centers. So this is additional demand. And then another segment is C&I, which is also expanding at a rapid pace. So India will need around 70 odd gigawatt of solar panels, and will keep on expanding. These 70 will become 80, and 80 will become 90 kind of a requirement. Demand scenario.
Certainly, we can be sure that there would not be inventory glut in solar cell like by FY30. What we are seeing right now is for module. If we come, government policy remain same.
Yeah. So yes, as I explained, the policy is quite intact. It was explaining Prime Minister Modi explained in just 2 days ago on the Independence Day speech that Atmanirbharta is the topmost requirement in this field, and so we don't see that there will be policy shift. Why will they change the policy now? India, the government of India is meeting all the requirements. They want to decouple from China on this exciting energy field. In all other fields also, for example, drone or some electronic manufacturing, there's so much emphasis that we should manufacture these in India. And now that we are covering the whole value chain and about to break free from the imports, why will they change at this moment? So there is not going to be any change. And at the same time, since the demand profile is quite high for the cells, and we don't foresee much of a problem in selling our cells, and there won't be any glut, at least in the next 2 to 3 years. And after 3 years, we will, at that time, the demand profile will also go up. So there is hardly any chance of the glut of solar cells in India.
And also, if I may add,
Weapon, please.
Yeah, इसमें होगा क्या अभी जो low efficiency cell manufacturer हैं, वो भी phase out होगी लाइनें.
Exactly.
जो अभी 32 gigawatt की बात कर रहे हैं, उसमें से low efficiency cell manufacturing भी phase out होनी है, और वो another 1 year, maybe 1.5 year के अंदर अपना phase out हो जाएंगी, या वो upgrade करेंगे higher efficiency पे.
Vipin, you can explain monopark and topcon also.
Yeah, monopark, okay, the monopark ki jo efficiency hai wo 23% hai, whereas topcon ki 25.5 se 26.6 hai. To jo abhi demand scenario hai market mein, wo topcon ki taraf shift ho raha hai. Agar preference rehti hai customer ki, to first preference topcon ki hi rehti hai, G12 bar ki.
Okay. So that's the main. सोलर सेल की 30 गीगावाट की है, तो टॉप कौन थी और टोटल अराउंड कितनी होगी राइट नाउ, कुछ एनी नंबर?
आई एम सॉरी, तो सेल लाइन है, दैट इज 2.2 गीगावाट टॉप कौन सेल लाइन है G12 बार,
हमारा मोनोपार्क नहीं है.
नो सर, मैं इंडस्ट्री का पूछ रहा
हूं. सर, जो विपिन जी बता रहे हैं ना, वो ये है कि इवन मोनोपार्क धीरे-धीरे बंद हो जाएगा, तो वो सेल की कैपेसिटी जो है आइदर डिफंक्ट हो जाएगी और दे विल बी इन कॉम्पिटिटिव टू सेल कॉम्पिटिटिवली टू अदर प्लेयर्स लाइक अस. सो एज एक्सप्लेन्ड अर्लियर आल्सो, सो वी आर कमिंग अप विद द मोस्ट एफिशिएंट एंड एट द सेम टाइम जनरेशन 3 टॉपकॉन. सो वी डोंट फोरसी एनी प्रॉब्लम. एंड द मार्केट, जो आपका क्वेश्चन काफी इंटरेस्टिंग है, दैट कोई ग्लट तो नहीं आ जाएगा सेल्स में, वो अभी 3 साल तो नहीं आने वाला, उसके बाद देखेंगे क्या होता है. थैंक यू.
सर, एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन था कि जैसे वारी एनर्जीज ने कहा था कि दे आर वेरी कॉम्पिटेटिव टू चाइना, सो उनका अब सिर्फ 2 to 3% लोअर है अगर इवन एट ग्लोबल लेवल. सो एनी नंबर फॉर एल्पेक्स वेयर वी स्टैंड कंपेयर टू वारी एनर्जीज इन टर्म्स ऑफ कॉस्ट ऑफ ईयर?
I have answered this question. Other I had explained this question. We are very competitive. We are the most competitive manufacturer of solar cell, we will be, I mean, in 1 month or so. So our analysis or our guidance in the cost of manufacturing tells us that we are more or less competitive to with vis-a-vis China also. Only problem in India is that our raw material costs, they have certain inbuilt issues. Our rate of interest is quite high, and our electricity cost is also very high. So if these two factors are, okay, let us say, I get the same price which a Chinese manufacturer gets for the electricity, and at the same time, the rate of interest is also similar to Chinese manufacturer which he gets from their banks. So we should be able to compete with China. Yes, but not with the dump products. Dumping is somewhat different. Thank you.
Sir, very, very thankful. And one last question, sir. Kusum ki around kya chal raha
hai, sir? Sir, Kusum ki nahi policy announced ho chuki hai. Thode din mein tender aa jayenge. There is somewhat a clean season mein chala gaya hai. And very soon, tenders aane start ho rahe hai. We will give you some good news on that also. We are also awaiting that one.
Ji, sir. So, Kusum mein hum log ka kuch any estimated revenue target for FY27?
सर पिछले साल हमने 223 करोड़ किया था एंड इस साल हमारा 500 करोड़ का टारगेट था है, हमारे पास 350 करोड़ के ऑर्डर ऑलरेडी आए हुए हैं जो कि हम एग्जीक्यूट कर रहे हैं और ये टेंडर्स अब जैसे ही खुल जाएंगे तो वी होप टू सरपास दैट आल्सो.
थैंक यू सो मच सर, बेस्ट ऑफ.
थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ प्रीचा. Preetcha, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are audible.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. So my question was, as you mentioned, 2000 CR revenue can be generated from 1 gigawatt of cell, right? And module will be extra. Is that understanding correct?
Repeat karenge thoda question.
Sure. So my question is, as you mentioned, 1 gigawatt of cell could generate 2000 CR of revenue, right? So module will be extra.
No. Module is 2300 crore per gigawatt DCR, and the cell is 1300 or 1400.
Okay. So, sir, for FY28, we can do like 4000 CR of revenue, right?
So you meant to say next year, 27-28?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Or yeah, that is exit.
No, that is our guidance. In the previous question also, I mentioned that.
Got it, sir. And sir, I have joined late, so could you help me please with the margins? Like, what will be EBITDA margins?
Wo bhi humne bata diya.
If you could repeat, please, then it would be helpful, sir.
So the cell business nowadays commands an EBITDA of around 35-40% and PAT of 20-25%, and there is a still ample demand in the market, and we don't see this margins going down substantially, and we hope to maintain at least for 1 year this kind of EBITDA or the PAT margins, and the next two next year maybe somewhat down, but in the next year we will have this kind of guidance on the margins.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Due to the paucity of time, that will be the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashwini Sehgal, Managing Director, for closing comments.
I would ask the CFO Udaya Sehgal for this closing remarks. Thank you, Udaya, please.
Thank you. Hi everyone, good evening. Just want to say a big thank you for being here, for taking the time to attend this call. We're very happy to announce our results, and I would like to thank you all for your continued support and faith in us, in Alpex. And we'll continue to work hard and prove that, you know, we're worth your time and effort. and Secondly, I think one more thing I'd like to talk about is that, as Mr. Sehgal mentioned, the cell line is about to commence. And we're all really excited and looking forward to that happening. So we'll keep you all updated about when that's happening, and just continue supporting us. And big thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Alpec Solar Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may now click on the exit meeting to disconnect.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.